being my sermonals there so it stays, so don't keep sliding off, because I'll be like looking down here trying to read my sermon. All right. So this week, there are times I've noticed throughout my life and that the Spirit starts stirring me up. Stirring me up so that, I don't know, there's almost enough activation energy or passion behind me so that I can speak. That I can speak out against things that make me sad or passionate about God's love for us, that redeeming love that sustains us and gives us strength each and every day. And that stirring up of the Spirit that raises the passion, that raises the ability to speak out, maybe not always as we want to, but sometimes as we need to. And the great thing in our relationship with the Trinity, with God the Father, with the Holy Spirit, and with God and Christ the Son, is that in those moments of burning passion, of just needing to speak out against injustices and frustrations that I see, God tempers that. God tempers that so that the passion is still there, but yet the words that we speak show compassion for one another, that we listen to the pain, we listen to the stories, so that understanding can take place. God also shows me the beauty of this world that is still in the buds of flowers, of the tulips getting ready to blossom, of the daffodils that pop up and surprise us, so that we can speak into that beauty, into the complicated world that we live in, with compassion and understanding, because we don't know the full story of each and everyone's lives. Sometimes we might not even know our own story fully, because it's still being written. So today, normally we would read the entire Passion story that begins with the Last Supper and then into the betrayal and the trial that leads Christ to the cross. But today I wanted to intentionally pause. Pause in the moment of the triumphal entry and pause to know what is set up to take place. To give us snippets of each of that bigger story, that idea that in that joy that was experienced at the triumphal entry, the understanding of Christ knew what was to take place, that his disciples were kind of still trying to figure out, like, what is he talking about? Or even the crowds were still wondering, well, we saw this great stuff, and, well, he claims to be Messiah, but our understanding, the Messiah doesn't die. So they're wrapping their ideas, their minds around what it means. What this whole story that is still unveiling to them means, not only on behalf of the community, but on behalf of those who are following Christ, those who were fearful because they saw and they all these miracles that had taken place. They heard of the stories of the blind young man who was blind being able to see. They saw and heard the story of the Samaritan woman that encountered the everlasting life water that brought life that she'd never need to drink from the well again. So it's kind of this stirring up of a suspension of what's going to unveil to them. How is the story going to unfold? Like I said, for us, we know how that story unfolds. Each year we hear it and we receive it And hopefully each year, pieces of it change our perspective or widen our understanding of God's gift so that we can fully embrace this love that is given to us, this grace that is extended to us. And not only how it shapes, but how we respond. How is God, through Christ, calling us to respond? To respond to what we see in the world around us, to what might be happening in our own lives through changes as we age, as our children age, our parents, for some of us, all that mystery that's being unfolded and shown to us. And in that, in our response, to hold and to recall perhaps our own baptism, or our own confirmation, our own journey that we have been taking, and to understand that when we were called to the waters of baptism, no matter what age, as we're called into this journey, that it's a continual call. It's called and we are to unfold more and more. That we are called to grow and live into, and possibly even called to challenge. To challenge what we see in this world that is happening around us. But to respond with love instead of judgment. And then to remember that in our baptism, that we were sealed into the beloved children, that we are a beloved child of God, into this family, sealed into this community that we react and act within. And then healed. Healed from the sins that we have done throughout our lives, through the damages that have been done to us. Christ is giving us opportunity to be healed continually. That's what the grace is about. That as we mess up, which we will because we are human, that God's grace through Christ sustains us. We are forgiven and we are given a chance to try again. So there's questions, as I have, to think about throughout this week. Ones that I have been wrestling with that I hope can help you as you wrestle with all these events that we see unfolding around us. Is then how can we rejoice and how can we mourn? To be angry at what we see taking place, yet hold on to hope because Christ defeated death and redeemed us. And how do we find courage to love and to seek the beauty in all lives in this complicated story that we journey together? And I leave you with those thoughts for today. Amen.